On Friday, I said to my wife, Laura, are you willing to die for me? Without hesitation, she said, yes. I said, what about tomorrow? She said, sure. So yesterday, Chloe, our son's dog, and I set out to find some Rit, rose-colored dye. After traversing the city, none was to be had. It was even out of stock on Amazon. The Laura was off the hook. There was no need for her to dye. My plain white Dalmatic rose, today's liturgical color. But I will have it for Lent. And Father Paul came through for us. Today is also called Gaudete Sunday, because the Mass for today in its original Latin form began with the opening antiphon, Gaudete in Domino, Semper, Iterum Dico Gaudete. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. And to remind ourselves that we are preparing for the very joyful occasion of the birth of Jesus, today we lit the rose-colored candle, signifying a joyful respite in this otherwise purple penitential season. The common theme of our scripture readings today is one of rejoicing and encouragement. The readings urge us to make the preparations required of us as we await the rebirth of Jesus in our hearts and in our lives. Holy Scripture reminds us that the coming of Jesus, past, present, and future, is the reason for our rejoicing. The prophet Isaiah tells us that we should rejoice because the promised Messiah is coming as our Savior and Liberator, saving us by liberating us from our bondages due to sins. Our responsorial is not taken from the Psalms, as usual. It is taken from the Gospel of Luke. It is Mary's greeting to her cousin Elizabeth, the most beautiful canticle, the Magnificat, in which she exclaims, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. St. Paul advises the Thessalonians and us to rejoice always by leading blameless, holy, and thankful lives, guided by the Holy Spirit. John's Gospel tells us that John the Baptist came to bear witness to Jesus as the light of the world. The baptizer wanted all the Jews to rejoice because the long-awaited Messiah, as the light of the world, would remove the darkness of sin from the world. We rejoice in the humility of John the Baptist, who tells those challenging him that he is unworthy to become a slave of Jesus. It was only the lowliest of the lowly slaves that had the job of removing the sandals of their masters and their guests. We rejoice in the sincerity and the commitment of John, who spent himself completely in preparing the Jewish people for their much-needed Messiah. And we have an additional reason to rejoice, because like John the Baptizer, we too have been chosen to bear witness to Christ Jesus, the light of the world. It was by our baptism we became members of the family of Christ as his brothers and sisters. Our mission is to reflect Christ's light to others in everything we say and we do, just as the full moon reflects the light of the sun. It is especially important during this Advent season that we reflect Christ's sharing love and unconditional forgiveness. There are way too many people in this world who live in darkness and poverty. There are people who lack real freedom because of their addictions or bad life choices. There are those who are deafened and blinded by the cheap attractions of this world. There are others who feel lonely, unwanted, rejected, and marginalized. Let us bring the true light of Christ to illumine their lives of our brothers and sisters in need. So, what else should we be doing in preparation for Christmas? The Jews asked the same question of John. His answer was right on the point. Repent and reform your lives, and prayerfully wait for the Messiah. What does that mean for us today? Well, it means that we have to pray from our heart and pray more often. Our Blessed Mother, in her many apparitions, has urgently reminded us of the need for more fervent and frequent prayer. And let's not forget the Mass. It is the most powerful of all prayers. We must become a Eucharistic people, receiving the living presence of Jesus in our hearts and be transformed into his image and likeness. We encounter Jesus in all the sacraments. Regular monthly reconciliation makes us strong and enables us to receive more grace in the Eucharist. Every day, let's listen to God speaking to us through the words of sacred scripture. And how about doubling our prayer time? You know that 2 times 0 is still 0. If we don't have a regular prayer routine, now is a great time to start one. Maybe we could even pray the rosary once a week. What about fasting or going meatless once a week, maybe all year round? Not just during Advent and Lent. After all, we sin all year round, don't we? Let's forgive those who have offended us and pray for those whom we have offended. Finally, let's share our love with others in selfless and humble service, as St. Teresa of Calcutta advises, by doing small things with great heart. Like it or not, it's up to us, all of us, to lead others to Jesus Christ. We can do this by sharing our joy and the love of Christ with them. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. My God is the joy of my soul, from Isaiah. Gaudete in Domino, semper, iterum dico, gaudete. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice.